This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The Judge is a very, very strange movie. In some levels, it always feels upbeat. Robert Downey Jr., Robert Duvall, Vera Farmiga, Billy Bob Thornton. The acting is talented, and the scenes are interesting. Most of the action feels warranted, and yet, why does it feel wrong as a movie? Where's the problem here? Basically, the genre of a movie generally tells you the emotions that are going to be brought up by it. A legal thriller, for example, kind of cues you into the feelings of anticipation, intellectual debate, and possibly moral compass issues. Sometimes there are other things in the backdrop. Here we have a family movie, we have a returning home movie, we have a wrongful man incarcerated, we have a vigilante justice, and it's all those things. And that's the problem, is that somehow it feels like it's a father-son movie above everything else, and somehow the father-son story takes place while the dad kills a guy that he doesn't like, who also murdered his girlfriend, not the dad's girlfriend, that guy's girlfriend. And the dad is a respected judge who now is facing a trial for murder, but he also has cancer, and so he doesn't remember killing the kid. And Robert Downey Jr. plays a big city lawyer who goes back to his roots, but he also flipped his brother's car, who was a promising pitcher, and ruined his career. So there's all these things. Then he's got his ex-girlfriend there, who he ran out on 20 years ago. He's going through a divorce, but it also feels kind of slapsticky, humory. So you're wondering the whole time, you're kind of having, it's fun to watch. The chemistry is good. That's mostly due to Robert Downey Jr., who in Iron Man established without a doubt that he can play a character that you don't like and make it fun to watch. But here, it's not just the character they don't like, but it's actually the actions. Like, you don't want to be facing murder charges. You don't want to be hanging out with your brother who you ruined his career, and yet you don't want to have your father drop dead in your boat. But that happens in the movie, spoiler alert. And the whole time it feels like, oh, that was kind of sweet. And then you're like, wait, what's sweet about a murder charge? Even the dad goes to prison, and it still feels like this is a fun-loving movie.